Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, throughout history, elites think they're in control. They don't get challenged when they commit a bunch of crimes. They go hog wild crazy. And we're now entering that level where Corzine openly perjures himself, steals money, and doesn't get in trouble. And the corporate whore media goes along with it. Mike in California, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Thank you. Gerald, thank you for your fervor and your voice. I have two quick questions. One, with the possibility of a unconstitutionally declared war in Iran, perhaps, it seems like now would be a key point for the American people to demand the impeachment of a president that would declare a next war without the vote of Congress. And
how about they declare the corporate whore media cover the fact that an impeachment proceeding's begun? What's the second question?
Second question for Gerald was, how would a voter protest work?
Okay, Gerald?
Well, again, you know, the impeachment proceedings have, as Alex said, already begun, but the media is not covering them. I personally don't think they'll go anywhere, not in enough time for the election. How would it would be a strike. We call a voter's strike. We're not going out as self-respecting people with dignity and courage and integrity to cast our ballot for a lesser of two evils. We want a rerun. We want to start this process all over again. We don't like the creeps that you put
so it's
up
a no
there
confidence
to represent
vote.
Us.
It's saying none of the above. You like going to a dealership, they got two junky cars. You don't
stay
want
home.
Either one.
Stay home. Stay home. A voter's strike that we should not even waste our time to buy into their criminal system. As you pointed out, Alex, the game is rigged anyway. The voter fraud's everywhere. We know who controls.
So you're saying it's time to really declare that in most national level, it is a fraud. Quit playing along with it. And instead of just not voting, people are already doing a voter strike for decades. Let people know and go out the week of the election and everybody protest, not even against, just saying if there's no election, there's election fraud, it's all a scam. I think that's a good idea. I'm going to get behind you on that. Let's develop a plan on that. James
right.
in Texas, let's call their bluff. James in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Gerald, I'm a fan of both your work. Alex, I've listened to your show for 10 years since I was in college, and you really inspire me. I've got quite a strange story involving Goldman Sachs and Freemasons and a tie-in. I know you're from Dallas. I'm from the family that owned the Times Herald and KRLD back in the day.
That's Belo, right?
Belo bought up all their assets and
yeah.
Closed down, you know, print and all that, and KRLD is now WFAA. But when all that happened, when the buyout occurred and all that, my family became very wealthy. They already were, but it kind of quadrupled their wealth. And the bulk of that wealth was managed at Goldman Sachs. Well, about 3 years ago, my aunt, who was the current standing matriarch of my family, came down with Alzheimer's, and it took a toll pretty quickly. And once Goldman Sachs got wind of this, $9 million mysteriously disappeared out of her net worth. Well, she had Alzheimer's, so she wasn't really all there to do anything about it or even think about it, really. And so I had a cousin who had her power of attorney and was the executor of her estate. And he started investigating this and making
phone calls. You know what, sir? I'd like to, if this is true, I'd like to have you on as a guest sometime. We're almost out of time, but let me talk to you during the break. But we'll come back and get Gerald's take on what's going on. I mean, it sounds like par for the course. I know so many people that are in the stock market who have money in accounts or stocks, and they just rob their clients. I mean, you've got the Goldman Sachs guy going public saying they do that to their customers. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Lynn Tay's with us for about 7-8 more minutes. We'll take some more calls here. And we were just taking a call from a gentleman who was saying that Goldman Sachs took money away from his grandmother they were managing. I don't know about that case, Gerald, but what do you think of the report of one of their presidents, one of their top guys, quitting, as you know, 2 weeks ago and saying that they have distaste for their customers, that they're there to rip them off, they call them Muppets. I mean, this is really another bird's eye view into the mindset we're dealing with, Gerald.
Well, we've been saying this, you know, since it began. You've heard me say, if the names on Wall Street were named Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Buccini, Rossini, they call it the Mafia. But you're not allowed to call the financiers crooks or criminals. I'd like to read you something from the Financial Times. Quote, as Mr. Corzine testified before Congress, he asked that the overdrafts with J.P. Morgan be corrected, said Stephen Goldberg, a spokesman for Mr. Corzine. Quote, he never directed Ms. O'Brien or anyone else regarding which account should be used to cure the overdrafts, and he never directed that customer funds should be used for that purpose. Now, that's legalese crap, Goldberg. Let's make this really straight. They're in a crisis situation. They need $200 million really fast, and they don't have it. Where are they getting it from? You don't need Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out. You go to clients like me and steal their money, Goldberg. So save it, Goldberg. Tell it to Anderson Cooper 180. Don't tell it to me. You're full of crap. You're $200 million short. They know where they were getting the money. This is a lot of baloney. And they get away with it. And you know why they get away with it? I'll tell you why they get away with it. Because they're all better than we are. They go to Harvard. They go to Princeton. Don't you know who their father was? Hey, look at, don't say anything bad about George Bush. His mother will start getting down your back. It's all a club. And everybody out there, get it straight. You're not in it. And no matter what you do, you're never going to get in it.
All right, let
me go. Because they don't want you in it. Because then they got to cut the piece of the pie up more. How could a bunch of crap spewing out of Goldberg's fat mouth make it into the media? $200 million. They can't find the money. Where did it come from? Where the hell do you think it came from? Get $200 million. We're going under. I don't care how you get it. That's the real story.
Well, expanding on that, we played the clip of new listeners just joined us on XM or however they're listening, that Terrence Duffy, the head of the CME, saw the money come up missing, had a meeting on the phone with the executives, and they said Mr. Corzine ordered it and authorized segregated accounts. That's been on record for almost 4 months. We know he, earlier, Corzine said he never even knew money was transferred, period. He's been caught perjuring himself, and now the corporate whore media is trying to dance around this so their readers don't know that they're just as complicit as Corzine in all of this criminality. And what these idiots don't get is that nobody's safe if he doesn't get punished. If they're allowed to start stealing this nakedly, nobody's money and nobody's property safe. Confidence is going to be lost. Why would they risk the system like this at this point then? You got me fired up now, Gerald. Why would they do that? Because they know more of it's coming and they're testing things right now.
You got it. This thing is collapsing in front of everybody. Look what's going on over there in Europe with that Draghi. Oh, excuse me. Maybe he's the Honorable Draghi. He's the head of the European Central Bank. You got to put names in front of their names, you know. And what did he do? He just dumped in 1.3 trillion euros for the banks to borrow at very low, like 1% interest rates. Actually, can make money on it by putting it back in the bank. They make another 25% when they hold it to buy out these crappy bonds. Oh, and by the way, they don't have to pay back the money in 3 years. Oh, and where's Draghi from? Son of a gun. Wasn't he the vice chairman of Goldman Sachs, the European division?
The federal regulators are all former Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's just a literal organized crime syndicate running around robbing everyone. And now, have you heard they want UN immunity now in the brokerage firms? If they hold any carbon credit businesses, all of their business is to now have global government diplomatic immunity. Fox News, Gerald.
Yeah, again. And going right back to the JP Morgan, the MF Global one. I mean, it was just got BSing. They needed $200 million. What did they get? Where did they come up with the money? They only could come up with it from one place. Again, like I said, sure, you don't need Sherlock Holmes on this case. But anyway, going back to Europe and the whole system collapsing, all they did was paper over it temporarily. They gave these banks the money to buy those crappy bonds that aren't worth anything in Ireland, in Spain, in Portugal, in Italy, in Greece, and anywhere else.
When does it blow?
Hungary is the whole thing is collapsing.
Let's jam in a few final calls here because we've got to get to them. Callers, please, just one quick question for Gerald. He's got to go, and our next guest is coming up. Mojo in Illinois, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Well, I wanted to speak to the director of T's and C's. I have a question for Gerald. What do you think about all of these banker resignations all over the globe that is being tracked?
Great question. Hundreds are resigning.
I'll give you one that could even top that. One of the top guys is resigning from the CME group. That's right. Hardly made the news. And this guy Duffy, they're covering themselves. That's all this is about. This thing is collapsing. And I'll tell you, man, if you want to know a good entrepreneurial opportunity in the years to come, guillotines really might be a big business. That's why they're getting out, because they know the people are angry. These aren't bankers. Let's go through the proper language. They're money changers. They're loan sharks.
They're fraudsters.
They're fraudsters.
I mean, they're not. They make, in fact, the head of the Texas Banking Commission went public and said these banking rules let six mega criminal groups come in and take us over who are engaged in real banking. I mean, that's what all the nouveau riche and even billionaires need to get. This small group of banksters wants to destroy you. It's us or them. They're crazy. I mean, look at Corzine making 40-1 bets. Now they're trying to muscle the Russians and the Chinese. Folks, they're not going to back off. Do you understand that? The Russians never back off. Don't people understand that these bankers are fat on our blood and think that the whole world's going to act like fat, dumb Americans and roll over to tyranny? It isn't going to happen. They're going to start a nuclear war. They've all got to go to jail now. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Carl in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Carlo from Oregon.
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Hello, old friend. Geraldo, my paisano. I love your charisma. I just love it.
Question almost out of time, you. Sir. It says Carl on the screen. Carlo, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. It is Carl, but I'm part Italian for my mom.
That's wonderful. We got to move, though. I know callers like to correct me on names and stuff. Just please, sir.
Okay. I have 20 G's in Scottrade of fiat currency. Should I just pull an exit stage left or what?
Oh, I can't give you that kind of advice. I'm not permitted to. Yeah, by law, so I can't say anything on that.
What would you do, Gerald? I mean, what are you doing?
I make it really clear. I tell you what happened with me with HSBC. When I went to take out a large withdrawal, I called them up the day before, told them what time I was coming, and then we called them back. I couldn't make it. We gave them another time. I went there. They wanted me to speak to the manager. I sat down, and the manager said to me, "Mr. Salenti, this is a sizable withdrawal. What are you going to do with the money?" And I said, "None of your business." And she said, "That's no way to start a conversation." I said, "How about none of your damn business?" And it went on from there. 40 minutes later, I got my money. I had a fight with Key Bank right around the corner over here. Twice. They don't want you to take the money out of the bank because they're using it, just like John the Slime Corzine used it, to cover their bad bets.
Incredible.
That's
listen, Carl.
All it is.
Carl wasn't trying to snap at you. I appreciate you listening. I'm just really upset about what's happening and trying to get all these callers in before he's got to go. We got a minute and a half left. And we're coming back with the one, the only, Webster Tarpley with key info, tarpley.net. Shane in Illinois, last caller. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys? First time caller. I'm trying to make it quick here. Mr. Gerald Fuente, do you think, or what if this whole Corzine MF Global scandal is just the Trojan horse for them to see if they can get away with it and start taking other people's accounts?
That's Alex. That's what Alex is saying. That's what I agree. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't own your money unless you have it. End of story. That is the way I look at it. And that's the way, and this MF Global thing, I believe, as Alex does, it's just testing the grounds to see how much they could get away with and how much they could steal from you.
That's it. Call or anything else?
I was watching the clip earlier, and it looked like Corzine got caught stealing from our candy store when he was like 5. He looked scared, like he was going to get arrested or something. He knows that he...
Well, we're going to get Kaiser on later in the week. They say that the head of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, called him up and said, "Look, you're dead unless you give me that money." I mean, that's how these guys operate. They're the real gangsters.
Alex, again, it's as old as the Bible. The only time the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, becomes violent is when he drives the money changers out of the temple. So as I say, if the Prince of Peace could become violent, I could become angry for John the Slime Corzine and his mouthpiece, little Goldberg, trying to cover for him as they steal my money. And if people don't like it and they don't want to speak up and fight back, hey, all aboard.
Trends
Get
Research.
Straight to Auschwitz.
TrendsResearch.com, Infowars.com. Gerald, great job. God bless you. We'll be right back with Webster.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. We're getting him lined up to go on air with us here. And there's so much that I want to discuss with him today in the time we have. So much is happening in the media and in our world. But Webster doesn't even know what I'm going to ask him here up front, but I want his take on this before we get into Libya, Uganda, Syria, what's happening domestically. What do you make of the Trayvon James thing? Because that's the biggest story in the country right now. And turns out that Mr. Zimmerman has these black friends coming out defending him. Turns out witnesses told police, this was never released in the report, that Trayvon Martin was on top of him, punching him in the face. I'm not taking sides in this, but it looks like one of these manufactured diversions, and it looks like Obama, because you were the first to talk about this 4 years ago. You've written three books on it, but I know in one of them you talk about Odinga when he didn't win the election in Kenya, and all of this was going on that he told, and the letter's public, he told Odinga to cause riots and inner strife between Christian blacks and Muslim blacks as a way to try to force his way into some type of government position. They created a prime ministership for him. My gut tells me this is like a beta test, so they can use the Trayvon Martin situation with the George Zimmerman situation as a way to beta test some type of race war, limited outbreak, so that Obama has an excuse to declare an emergency. Do you think that's in left field?
Well, let me say, first of all, Alex, I think that in general, in terms of the big issues, the movement of people who are protesting, right, even people that one doesn't need to agree with, right, from the Jesse Jacksons to the Al Sharptons, whatever they are right that there is a lot of institutionalized racism in police departments, that there's a double standard, that black suspects are treated differently. I would also go on to say that this Stand Your Ground law in Florida seems to me to be a legal monstrosity that makes absolutely no sense, seems to be designed to produce more violent crime rather than less, seems to have had that effect. But then when we get down to the level of the individual facts in this case, I think it's much less clear. And I have also seen a local television report of someone who says that he's an eyewitness, if that's true, that there was an altercation between these two people, and indeed that Trayvon was supposedly punching Zimmerman. So I think that simply is not clear cut at this point. So I really can't comment on who's right and who's wrong in that immediate sense. The idea that Zimmerman goes from being, I think, a Hispanic, which is what he is, to being just white is also a somewhat strange leap. But certainly the media handling of this, there's absolutely no doubt. This is the kind of incident that the media were waiting for so that they could begin to foment a kind of artificial racial tension looking forward to the Obama re-election campaign. And in concerning the opportunism, in that sense, there's no doubt. On the other hand, again, the complicating factor is that people who are making a big issue out of this are actually pointing to something real, the double standard, the racism, the monstrosity of these Stand Your Ground laws, but at the same time, they're doing it for the wrong reason. In other words, they're doing it as for a partisan political cause. So all in all, a somewhat murky kind of situation, not clear cut. And I am not going to choose one side or the other in this, because I think
exactly. But with the Trayvon Martin situation, with the George Zimmerman situation, it's got all the markers of the media trying to play the American people off against each other. And then when you've got real cases of, you know, police shooting a black guy in the back who's in handcuffs and lying about it, then when people protest, oh, the media says it's bad. But when they can just say it's a white guy, it reminds me of that whole lacrosse college team, you know, with the black stripper and all that. It turned out that was made up. There's this real desire to get racial tension going. Overall, why do you think that's going on, Webster?
Well, again, the reason the media do this is because at least a large part of these television characters are devoted to getting Obama
reelected, and they're devoted to serving him in any way.
All right, stay there. When we come back, I want to ask you why Obama's putting executive orders in to take over the economy, secretly arrest citizens, all the new wars. Where are they going? What's their big strategy? Webster Tarpley of Tarpley.net. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I wanted to ask Tarpley, who has been all over the world, very brave. He never talks about it, but he's somewhat of a madman. He has been in Libya under bombardment. He's gone to Syria, to the areas where people are being killed by snipers. He has been into Central Africa during massacres that are going on. He really is an amazing person, because I have courage, the courage of my convictions, but I'm kind of lazy when it comes to, you know, giant airports with people with leprosy and cigarette smoke billowing everywhere and mosquitoes and malaria. And it's not even fear. I don't want to be around it. It's like, you see what I'm saying? It's more of a form of laziness than I know we've got one reporter that wants to go to Syria to cover stuff over there. And I'm just like, man, I mean, just by extension, I don't want to be around it. Tarpley has a lot of courage, and I want to get his report from his latest travels on that. Because, Tarpley, you got proven right about Al-Qaeda blowing up police stations. They call it protesting when Al-Qaeda... my headpiece unplugged. You know, this headpiece for me keeps coming out of the plug. It, like, got smaller or something. Just pops out all the time. Tarpley certainly got proven right on that front. And we have now Al-Qaeda killing people being called protesting. I'm not saying Assad's a good guy either, but, I mean, compared to Al-Qaeda, same thing with Muammar Gaddafi. And now they admit what Tarpley told us 8-9 months ago when he was there. He said they're lining blacks up and killing them. First time I ever heard that, when they were in the East. Now it's admitted, but the media is like, well, that's kind of liberal. So I digress. I want to get into Obama's power grab, where he's going. But first, let's get into your travels. Let's get into Corzine. I want to pick your brain on a host of issues about where the Anglo-American establishment is right now, since we've covered the diversion of the whole Trayvon Martin race war they're trying to get cooking. You've been in Africa, the County 2012, all of it. What is going on right now?
Actually, Alex, if I might, just some of the things you were just mentioning, I'm going to be at the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. on a week from today, next Monday, April 3rd, I think it is, April 2nd. Anyway, it's next Monday. And David Frum, remember him? He was a speechwriter in the Bush White House. He coined the term Axis of Evil for that State of the Union. And then Jonathan Kay, that I think you talked to, right? He's got you in his book, right, Among the Truthers. So I'm going to be debating them about 9/11 conspiracy theories, black ops, and more. 6:30 at the Spy Museum a week from today.
Yeah, so. Frum's attacked me many times. He's a chief neocon. Right. And the other guy wanted me to be in his book. I refused to. But I still think I haven't read the whole book.
Anyway.
Is that the guy out of Canada?
Yes, right there. Both of them.
No, because I had people show me the passage. He implies we had an interview, and I was never interviewed by him.
Well, we'll try to straighten that out a week from today. Anyway, I think a good place to start is what's going on with Obama. We can see his intentions maybe most clearly from what he's doing in Seoul, South Korea. Right, we have this world nuclear summit. Right, a lot of countries are there. And we have this very interesting inadvertent, or maybe advertent, I don't know, but we have this sort of a leak where Obama is talking to Medvedev, who is still the president of Russia for a few more weeks until Putin takes over. Obama says to Medvedev, you got to give me a little more time, right? Like the song, give me a little more time because I'll have more flexibility after my re-election. And what he's talking about is anti-ballistic missile defense, right? The fact that the U.S. is putting these SM-3 interceptors and also Aegis cruisers in places along, you can say, the western edge of Russia, I suppose we could say, in the Black Sea, in the Baltic, in the Atlantic. And these are interpreted by Russia, and I think correctly, as part of a threatened first strike by the United States against Russia in some situation of tremendous...
Yeah, that way you can nuke Russia with the nuclear subs and ICBMs, and when Russia tries to launch a retaliatory strike, when the missiles are incoming, the anti-missile system shoots those down, so it's a sneak attack grid.
Yes, and of course you have to look at what is he trying to do? This is the last hurrah for Medvedev, at least as president, at least now, and hopefully for permanently. Medvedev has been an absolute disaster. Medvedev is a weakling. He's an appeaser. He did that hamburger diplomacy with Obama. That was idiotic. He went to Silicon Valley and fawned on Jobs and Gates and these people. He's got all kinds of problems, right? He's got a long list. But now he's on his way out. So you can see what Obama's trying to do is to get the last use that they can out of this weakling Medvedev to try to delay the Russian countermeasures. In other words, the Russians say, fine, if you put in this system that's directed against us, then we're going to install these Iskander short-range ballistic missiles in the area around Kaliningrad. Now, you take a look at that. That's the old East Prussia. It's separated from the main body of the Russian Federation by the Baltic states, right? Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, which are now independent countries and indeed NATO members. But the Russians still have this exclave, right? It's like an island of Russia that sits much further west in territory that used to be Germany, right? So it's East Prussia. So Medvedev says, Putin has said, and the Russians have said, if you insist on having an anti-ballistic missile system, then we're going to put in these really fast strike weapons, right, that could hit, you know, NATO bases in Germany within 2 or 3 minutes. So we'll balance you that way. So what Obama is obviously doing is saying, don't do that. Let me get reelected. I'm your friend. Give me a little more time. I need some space. And indeed, it looks like Medvedev says, for whatever it's worth, yes.
But that's Obama's standard deal. I don't worry. They're not going to pass NDAA, and I don't want the secret arrest provision. Turns out he demands it, has it put in, but then says, don't worry, I won't sign it, then does sign it, then says, I won't use the power. Now he says he will. I mean, it's just total deception.
Right, and that's of course Obama's stock in trade. Is whereas with Bush we had this blunt, in your face, brute, reactionary, imperialist, aggressor, warmonger. With Obama we have deception, dissembling, treachery, stab in the back, all this stuff. But now, what does this have to do with that executive order? The conversation between Medvedev and Obama, it seems to me, makes sense in this kind of a framework. The U.S. and NATO really have to push forward the destabilization of Syria, in particular, as much as they can. And once you do that, once you get involved in some kind of conflict with Syria, then you're likely to be embroiled in a conflict with Iran and Hezbollah and others at the same time. This is at least the logic of a possible plan, maybe not the plan, but a plan. And if you get to a confrontation, suppose the U.S. says we're going to attack Iran, and Russia says don't do it. Iran, of course, you look at the map, right? It's very close to the southern edge of what used to be the Soviet Union. You have the Caspian Sea. If you had a pro-NATO militant government in Iran, this would be the gateway to destabilize the Trans-Caucasus, lots of parts of Russia. The Central Asian states would drift further away from Russia. It would be really a
they could send in all the loving Al-Qaeda forces. I want to shift gears away from Russia. I know you're focused on that right now because it's the heart of all this.
But general encirclement.
But what about Syria, where they say Al-Qaeda blowing up bases and police departments is the new protesting? They're actually calling it loving protesting, and a police fire back, it's called outrageous.
Well, it looks to me like these are the tactics of desperation. Now, thanks to the fact that Medvedev has been pushed into the background, because that is what has made it possible, the ascendancy of Putin and the fact that the Russians have vetoed these attack resolutions and they've taken the Chinese with them on that, that has now allowed the Syrian army to go into these neighborhoods, really, these parts of cities which had been the only strongholds of these rebels, right? I call them death squads, right? Because that's really what they are. It's NATO death squads that have come in from abroad, plus the deserters and draft resistors and others that they've gathered around them, plus fanatics from the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and so forth. Those have been pretty much methodically quelled. That would be Homs. That would be Idlib in the north. That would be Deraa in the south. There's another town over by the Iraqi border that has been quelled. They're all along the borders because that's where NATO has been able to ship in their fighters and their supplies and so forth. So right now, the actual rebellion, the activity of the death squads and their fellow travelers has reached a low ebb. And the response to that, of course, by these desperados, the rebels, if we can call them that, is to say, well, we're going to go to Damascus now. We're going to take the war to Damascus and carry out terrorism in Damascus. And the people doing this, indeed, are, in many cases, Al-Qaeda veterans. Some of them are Al-Qaeda veterans that fought under Belhaj in Libya last summer, and they've then been shipped over to Turkey and then into Syria. That's where they're now operating. So what we've always said, that Al-Qaeda is the CIA Arab Legion. Al-Qaeda is the infantry of NATO when they attack these countries.
Also used to take our liberties. But what do you make of the admissions now that Google is NSA run, with the former head of DARPA running it, and that they did indeed do the Arab Spring? Why do they want to put Muslim extremists in charge of all these countries?
I think the goal is to weaken them. The idea being that such stability as the Middle East has had has come through governments that you could generally say are some form of Arab socialism. I mean, that's the common denominator of these places. They all go back to President Nasser of Egypt, and a lot of them have strayed very far from what he represented. But if you look at Gaddafi in Libya, Assad in Syria, Mubarak in Egypt, whatever else they were, they claimed to be nationalist military. Now, again, a lot of them, you know, completely struck out, right? Mubarak, especially in his last 20 or 25 years, was not really doing anything. But again, better than a civil war, right? And that's really the choice, right? Because you look at Assad, you can say, well, there are problems with Assad. But if the choice becomes Assad or civil war, Assad or chaos, it's clear the choice has to be Assad, but not for the Syrian National Council, a bunch of foreign activists who were paid by NATO intelligence services, and not for the Syrian, the Free Syrian Army, right, which is this.
Well, sure, the State Department's real stated goal is to destabilize, put extremists in, put burqas on all the women's heads, slaughter the Christians and Jews. That's what the forces have said they're going to do in Syria. That's them saying it. And then I'm anti-American because I don't want to put Al-Qaeda in. I mean, how do they sell this? Give your rights up. Al-Qaeda's going to hit you. But then Al-Qaeda are freedom fighters.
Well, of course, the contradiction, it couldn't be more gaping, and couldn't be the hypocrisy, the double standard couldn't be more obvious. On the one hand, you know, Al-Qaeda is if you're in Pakistan or Waziristan or someplace, if you have Al-Qaeda passing by the door, they can come and bomb you and destroy your house, too, in the process. But somehow in Libya, it's a different brand of Al-Qaeda, I guess, and that they become freedom fighters. This is simply the bankruptcy of the foreign policy that we've had for the past 10 or 12 years. But now they've twisted it and turned it so many times that it's I think becoming obvious to a lot of people around the world. But the point is, this entire model has broken down in Syria, right? It's failing. Now, some point during the course of this year, London and Washington will be confronted with the fact, well, your Syrian destabilization has been a complete failure, and your attack on Iran, your encirclement of Iran, is also therefore failing. What do you do? If they decide to go to a confrontation, that's where the stuff with Russia comes in. And that's really what Obama is trying to get. He's saying, give me until November, December before you do your countermeasures. The idea then being that if, you know, in July or August or September, right, the prime military season and the prime bombing season, if we get a confrontation between the U.S. and Russia over some massive issue in the Middle East, the U.S. blackmail potential will be greater if the Russian countermeasures have not been done. The Russians want to put these missiles in the Kaliningrad area and also on the Russian coast of the Black Sea, right opposite the Balkans, opposite Turkey. So this is very, very serious and much too important to be left.
And Russian troops are being injected into Syria on record now. I mean, this is disastrous. Briefly, what do you make of Corzine openly being caught stealing the money, which we already knew, not getting in trouble, Europe melting down, austerity, everything you talked about in the Obama deception coming true? What's the next phase of this?
Well, of course, what it shows is the corruption of the Democratic Party, right? We've got this wonderful country of ours where we've got reactionary Republicans on the one side, but then the alternative to that becomes Wall Street Democrats, and among the Wall Street Democrats, Corzine is one of the champions, right? He was a senator from New Jersey.
Governor.
He got bored with that. He decided to become governor of New Jersey, and then he was voted out because he was not a good governor. Again, how can you be when you've got, you know, your main focus is how to help Wall Street? So I think there's a, you know, he's now been caught with his hand in the till. Right. This is, I guess, embezzlement, and a pretty big bezel involved at that. Whether he's above the law, well, I guess we're soon going to find out, right? What about Attorney General Eric Holder? Are you going to enforce the law against the finance oligarch? Or did they all get off, right? Sometimes they do.
Meanwhile, Holder's shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. It's just a bunch of crooks.
Yes. And, of course, at that point, well, at that point, the answer would have to be political.
But Webster, undoubtedly saying they'll arrest citizens, take over infrastructure. I mean, they really are trying to start basically cooling, the public's out buying guns, but they're now taking out a deep freeze and warming up all these police state grids. I certainly hope the oligarchs don't think they're going to use some type of martial law here. Even with a false flag, it's not going to work.
No, and that, I guess that gets us to Obama's executive order. Now, the executive order, obviously, he wanted to do this surreptitiously, right? He wanted to do a stealth operation. These are these Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock, Washington, D.C., the rush hour is on, and then they reveal these things. So he's essentially, he's mobilizing what has always been there, right, since 1950, the Defense Production Act.
Stay there.
The question is, why now?
Yeah, we're going to come back and answer that question, why now, with Webster Tarpley. By the way, plug one more time when we come back, the intriguing debate you're going to have with some little nasty globalist minions on the other side. Boy, I wish I could be there for that. Stay with us. Webster Tarpley's our guest.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Listen, we're going to get into a Obama and the executive order here with Tarpley, but he was talking to me during the break, and I was like, hey, I need to send a cameraman up to D.C. to the International Spy Museum next Monday when you're going to debate David Frum and Jonathan Kay and a bunch of other people. And he said, oh, sorry, they're not letting anybody else tape, it's just them. So it's a TV production. And it's going to be Tarpley with like five people against him, with David Frum, the neocon from the White House, moderating. I mean, that would be like having, having the Washington Redskins coach moderating as a referee in the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Redskins sudden death overtime in Super Bowl 87, in the future. I mean, it is total conflict of interest. So I'll say this, it's $15 to get in. Neocons only watch Fox News, so they don't even know this event's coming up. But it's 9/11 false flags and black ops, an evening of debate with David Frum, Jonathan Kay, and Webster Tarpley. So it's $15. Members of the inner circle, I guess that means if you're members to it, $12. I want patriots to get in there, and I want you guys, if you know what to do, get video of this. Don't, because what's going to happen is, I'm going to guess, they're doing a TV production for History Channel or Discovery or something, and they're going to cut it up, Webster, where you look like you've been lobotomized by a monkey with a jackhammer.
I assume now, if maybe you want to contact them directly and ask about having a camera, because that part I didn't really look into.
Hey, we'll just turn loose the info warriors. They'll get cameras in. You know, they've got to hide it where they hide the watch in Pulp Fiction. They're going to get them in. anyways, so but you're going to go in there with these piranhas, huh?
Yeah, look, I think it's important because, what are the issues, right? I mean, there's this broad issue of...
No, but say the Latin thing, because it's, any publicity is good publicity, and people attack me, I love it. And teach me that Latin.
This is a Roman proverb, right? So it's in Latin, and it goes like this. Bona fama, good fame. Mala fama, bad fame. Semper fama, right? Semper is always fame, fama. So bona fama, mala fama, semper fama. Good fame, bad fame, it's all the same. It's all fame, and we'll take it. On Broadway, we say, a knock is a boost. If you attack me, it means that I'm somehow important enough to be worthy of attack, right? There's no such thing as bad publicity, and so forth, right?
All of my enemies with jealousy and operatives and all of them, they've only helped us. Just like the Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So keep it coming. I love it.
And, of course, you have to go into the blood and sand of the arena, right? This is the arena in which the battle of ideas has to take place. So when you have the opportunity, you have to do it.
But it's important to point out it's rigged. They wouldn't have to have 2-1, 3-1, and they run the rules. The only way they're letting you in the arena is with both hands tied behind your back, and you'll still, absolutely clean the floor with them, Webster.
You have to be ready for that. That's for sure.
I would just ask them, hey, how come two passports got found that day? It's not just that they survived, they were found. And then I'd go, oh, why were they trained at U.S. military bases? Newsweek, why was Mayor Willie Brown warned not to fly? San Francisco Chronicle, why was U.S. troops massing around Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the month before 9/11 and Bush signed the launch order to attack the day before? Source Associated Press, Newsweek. Oh, you want some more?
My idea would be that not to go so much into these technical details, but rather the question of the invisible government, the rogue network, what that has meant for the United States, why that is a threat to everybody's future, why it's real, right? It's empirical.
Yeah, because it's going to be a bunch of spies there from all different governments in the meeting.
I hope so.
Of course there will be. Stay there, Webster. I want to get into the executive order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.